Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here.
Today we're going to talk about the topic of pleasing God. And those of you out there who are listening today, if you had a good dad, you probably cared about pleasing him. And if he wasn't pleased with you, it probably bothered you. And those of you out there who didn't have a good dad, you were probably shaped in the way that you feel about God the Father and probably had some hurdles to overcome or may still be experiencing that. So today we're going to talk about the way that we can please God. And, you know, God is not hard to please. He is a loving Heavenly Father, and the Word says that He is love. And He loves us unconditionally. So I'm going to pray right now, and then we're going to get into the Word. Father, we just thank You right now for the people that are listening to this message. And I thank You, God, that when this is over, and then next week also, that people will have a better idea of how easy You are to please and how they can please You and be well-pleasing in Your sight, just as Jesus was. And I take authority over the enemy, any spirit of fear or any spirit of doubt and unbelief, that these spirits are gone and will not hinder these people from hearing Your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's start in Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Now, that's a lot of words, but when you break it down, it's really pretty simple. It takes faith to please God, and it even says that it's impossible to please Him without faith. It's like trying to live without breathing. Everybody, I want you to hold your breath right now. Just, you can let it out. But how long would it be? Some of you can probably hold your breath longer than others, but if you didn't breathe, you'd keel over and die. I mean, it only takes a few minutes, and then without oxygen, you're gone. So you want to please God. You don't want it to be impossible to please Him. So there's two things He says. He says, you must believe that He is. That's the first part, but that's not all that great whoopee-doo, because even the demons believe and tremble, according to James 2:19. But you must believe also that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And diligently there means to search out, investigate, crave, demand, worship, and seek carefully. In other words, we're investigative reporters. And we're digging into God's Word to find the good news and find out what makes God tick and how we can please Him. And the word rewarder there means recompense. In other words, God's paying you back for your trouble. So whatever you do for God, He's always going to reward you. But you have to believe it. You have to believe that God wants you to be blessed. He wants to reward you because He simply loves you. Now, Enoch in the Bible was a fella, if anybody in Hebrews 11:5, it says he had a testimony. He pleased God. How did he please God? He was a friend of God. He knew God's heart. He knew that God loved him unconditionally. He walked with God as a friend. And that's what God wants us to do. As much as we want to be God's friend, He wants to be our friend more. So we need to believe that He is, which we do. And then we need to believe that He rewards us when we diligently seek Him. Now let's go on to Matthew 3:17. Matthew 3:17 says, and suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Well, in context, this scripture was right after Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. And when Jesus came up out of the water, this is what God said. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Beloved there means dearly loved or well loved. Do you guys know that you're God's beloved? That He loves you just as much as He loves Jesus? Otherwise, why would He have sent His only begotten Son? He had to love you as much. And then it says, "My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Well pleased there means to think well of, approved, or find pleasure in. Well, Jesus hadn't even started His ministry yet. How did He please God when He hadn't even ministered? Well, as a child, in Luke 2:52, we find that He grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Jesus was a good kid. He was obedient to His mom and dad. He followed His spirit. He did what God told Him to do. As a 12-year-old boy, Jesus taught some of the greatest scholars and masterminds of the Torah. He was in the temple teaching them. So He was a student of the Word. But I think more than that, Jesus knew how to hear His Father's voice. He came into this world as a baby just like we do. And He grew up as a child. And He was faced, the Bible says He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. Jesus was tempted to sin in every single way that we've been tempted. But He had to make the decision not to sin. And that's the decision He made. He was a spotless lamb. Otherwise, He couldn't have died in our place. So, why do you think that Jesus was immediately led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil after God had just said, "This is my beloved Son"? I believe it's because Jesus knew who He was. He had that revelation, and He knew that He was a victor. He knew that the written word was the best weapon to use against the enemy. And God sent Him out there to beat up on the devil. The devil came 3 times, and that was enough. Jesus pleased God in the wilderness, too. Because He said, "It is written, it is written, it is written." And it said the devil couldn't take it anymore and he left until a more opportune time. And if you read through the Gospels, you'll find out how Jesus lived His earthly life, and He lived it by faith. So that's how He pleased God. It wasn't impossible for Jesus to please God because He had faith. He believed that God was, and he believed that God would reward him. So, Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That's Acts 10:38. So, from that point, that's what Jesus did for the next 3 years. He went about doing good and healing. And in Hebrews 10:38, it says, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him." God had pleasure in Jesus because He lived by faith and He did what God said. So God doesn't want us to draw back. That means to withhold under, out of sight, cower, or shrink. And we know what cower means. We know what shrink means. That refers to fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 said, "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound or well-balanced mind." So we are not to fear. We are to walk by faith. And then His soul will have pleasure in us. Did you know that God has a soul? He has a heart, a mind, emotions, and a will, just like we do. God made us that way. So let's get out there and live by faith and please God. And next week, we'll pick up here and talk a little bit more about ways that we can please God.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry, and additional resources, please visit us at burtandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.